everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one here on this Thursday, February 19th, 2026 edition. You just heard the story again this morning at the bottom of the hour. Michigan news source reporting major flare-up in politics up in the UP. 38th Senate District, which has been Senator Ed McBroom's seat for the last two terms. He's term limited out and cannot run for re-election. It's going to be an open Republican primary. Well, former State Representative Bo LaFave has made it known to everybody that he wants to be the next state senator. Well, David Preston, a current state representative, also is running for the seat. Kind of tipping the scales a little bit, once again, is centered at the epicenter of this controversy, is our Congressman Jack Bergman. Why does Congressman Jack Bergman get involved in endorsing candidates both for the House and the Senate in Lansing? He's our congressman in Washington, D.C. What does it matter to Congressman Jack Bergman who our state senators and state reps are? Well, with an update, both Congressman Jack Bergman and Michigan Senate candidate Bo LaFave have defended their alliance in statements made to My UP News. In an email we received, Bergman's team doubled down on Jack Bergman's support for LaFave while actually putting down the other UP lawmakers. Quote, "It's sad that this group will come together for a meaningless press release, but not to support one of their own who they used to employ as a champion simply because they cannot control him," read the quote from Bergman's communications director, James Hoag, citing what they perceive as a lack of action. Bergman's campaign said McBroom raised gas taxes, did nothing on electricity rates, and actually fought against President Trump since he was elected back in 2011. The statement also called McBroom and his allies do-nothing establishment hacks, end quote. Well, in an interview with Schuyler Perkins, McBroom called Bergman and LaFave's insults inappropriate and unnecessary. The people of the UP can choose their representation and not have politics play this kind of dirty, cutthroat strategies, McBroom added. LaFave similarly reaffirmed his choice to align himself with Congressman Bergman, while also asserting that he wasn't surprised to see McBroom backstabbing both him and Congressman Bergman. LaFave mentioned the divide he feels between himself and the others on the UP legislative team in Lansing, writing that his over 12 years of service wasn't good enough for them. Quote, I was fired by Greg Markkanen. Greg Markkanen for not endorsing their favorite candidate. A former Chicago nightclub owner who pled guilty to domestic battery after beating his wife for years. Beating women isn't exactly UP values. I had assumed Ed and Greg were talking about it. Well, he continued to present himself, the UP candidate, accusing the other UP candidate, State Representative Dave Preston, for being one of Lansing's favorite politicians and running a campaign fueled by Lansing donors. Well, fighting against that narrative, McBroom told My UP News that the reason he took away his endorsement for Congressman Bergman was a strategic move to support the Upper Peninsula, not to carry favor in Lansing. This release is not good for us in the party. It's not good for us in the peninsula. It wasn't personal. It was strategic. Well, this all came after McBroom and other Upper Peninsula legislators all rescinded their endorsement of U.S. Congressman Jack Bergman after he publicly supported Beau LeFave for the Michigan Senate replacement seat in the 38th District. State Senator Ed McBroom, Republican of Vulcan, and State Representative Greg Markkanen of Hancock, and newly elected State Representative Carl Bonack, Republican of Dearton, announced their pull away from supporting Congressman Bergman in a joint press release that was released 2 days ago, Tuesday, February 17th. They're supporting the opponent running against LeFave, current State Representative Dave Preston. McBroom wrote of the situation, Congressman Jack Bergman promised me he would not be endorsing in this race. I wish I could say that I'm surprised that he lied to me. McBroom went on to say that this is not the first time he's done it, and I'm sure it may not be the last time he does it either. So, bottom line, two state reps and the Senator McBroom, whose term limited out, have withdrawn their support and will not be voting for Jack Bergman in the August 4th primary. I'm assuming they'll be voting for Justin Michael, his opponent. So we'll be talking with Justin about it on tomorrow's show. But all kinds of stories back and forth regarding the Attorney General's race in the first half hour, and now what's going on in the first congressional district as well as the 38th state Senate race. All of this, obviously, very important to the Upers. Well, if you're a Uper and you're listening to the show, text me and let me know what you think. If you support Senator McBroom and his decision to not vote for Congressman Jack Bergman because of this endorsement of Beau LeFave, text me and let me know what you guys think. Give me some perspective from the UP. Actually, I'm going to reach out to my brother-in-law. He lives in Negaunee, and I'm very interested to see what he has to say. So we'll do some more research. We'll get some field input on this, and I'll do a follow-up on it here in the next couple of days. And definitely we'll be talking about it tomorrow when I interview Justin Michael at 9:15 to 9:30. We'll get his take on it. Attorney General Dana Nessel Well, she's filing a lawsuit. Attorney General Dana Nessel filed a lawsuit yesterday seeking to recoup more than $5.15 million from Complete Health Park, which was awarded $25 million in a no-bid grant during the fiscal year 2022-2023 budget. The complaint was filed in Ingham County Circuit Court and alleges breach of contract for its owner, David Coker. Quote, acts creating an appearance of impropriety, end quote, with the award and for not refunding nearly $10 million that had been disbursed. The Department of Health and Human Services was able to secure a return of more than $4.8 million, leaving a balance due of $5.15 million, according to the lawsuit. The lawsuit also alleges a claim of frustration of purpose, quote, end quote. The letter claims that Coker's actions victimized the Department of Health and Human Services and the Complete Health Park project. DHS contracted with Coker on December 15, 2022 to create a wellness facility in Clare County, Michigan. The agreement required the CHP to notify the department of conflicts of interest, as well as disclose any criminal or fraud allegations. Coker, a former aide to ex-House Speaker Jason Wentworth, spent $3.5 million to acquire property on Wilcox Parkway, but the project failed to materialize. Instead, the attorney general alleges in a criminal complaint that Coker paid himself $820,000 to oversee the project. The money went into vehicles, gold coins, silver bullets, platinum, and other firearm accessories. Coker is out free on a $100,000 personal bond and still faces seven criminal charges. Case is filed in 54A District Court in Lansing, scheduled for an examination on March 17th. Final segment, hour number one. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Rainey for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
I'm Justin Michael. I come from more than a century of Republican heritage, a family that has served this country, this state, and our communities with integrity and conviction. My great-grandfather, Edward C. Morrison, served Michigan in the State House as a proud Republican, and that legacy lives in me today. I'm a strong Republican, a combat veteran, and a constitutional conservative, and I believe in limited government, fiscal responsibility, and secure borders. Our district deserves a representative who won't bend, won't break, and won't play political games. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm, except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmith. Call 231-838-5571.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Just a short story update regarding Governor Gretchen Whitmer's trip to both Germany and Italy. This week, Governor Gretchen Whitmer is doing the job she grew up drawing about, being a sports journalist. Following her international trade mission to Germany, the governor took a little side jaunt over to Milan to meet with some of Michigan's athletes who competed in the 2026 Winter Olympics. In a social media post that went live last night, Whitmer talked to ice dancers and then met with others that grew up and represented Michigan in the Olympics. They had some fun topics. Asking questions, which one do you prefer, Verner's or Faygo? And what's your favorite Great Lake? Okay. Governor Gretchen Whitmer asked that this is something, when asked, when asked if she wishes that she could have been a sports journalist instead of going into politics, Whitmer said, it was always a dream of mine when growing up, and now I got to play it for a day. Well, Republican gubernatorial candidate Mike Cox called Whitmer out on social media, saying the governor is in Milan, Italy, on your dime, after she just proposed a budget that is $30 billion more expensive than it was for her first term. Governor's international visits historically are not public tax dollars, but through economic development dollars paid into a side account by businesses. Additionally, Whitmer's side jaunt to Italy was completely separate from her job as governor. Her press release on Monday did not give a clear indication of what the governor planned to do while in the country. But now we know. She definitely went to Milan and interviewed some of our Michigan athletes. Kind of funny because the story doesn't even mention who she interviewed. Okay. Unbelievable. So Lots of crazy things happening on this Thursday. Luckily for us, we have two of the people directly involved in these stories will be on the show with us tomorrow. Running for Congress against Congressman Jack Bergman is Justin Michael. He'll be on to show tomorrow from 9:15 to 9:30. And then Kevin Kievsky will be on with us from 11 to 11:30 tomorrow's show on Friday. So we'll be able to have a good conversation with him as well. One thing I want to remind you again, a week from tonight, next Thursday, February 26th, I want to make sure everybody's aware, every Republican county party will be holding a county convention at 7 o'clock. You should have received your call to convention either by email or snail mail. It should have come to you a couple of weeks ago. Now, at that county convention, you have to make sure you understand going into it what you're going to be talking about. The upcoming first time the Republican Party is doing a early endorsement convention, nominating their endorsed candidates for Attorney General, Secretary of State, Supreme Court, and the universities. What you're going to be doing is picking people from your county to go down to Novi on Saturday, March 28th, to attend and participate and vote in that state convention. This will be your last requirement as you being a precinct delegate from you being elected on August 2024 primary. After this nominating convention, your services will no longer be needed, and you have to file to be a delegate candidate in the August 4th primary election this year. Those of us who get elected August 4th to represent our local areas will then serve another two-year term heading into the August presidential primary in 2028. So hopefully you understand all that. If you have any questions, you want to talk about it, give me a call after the show and I'll fully explain it to you. 231-360-5140. But it's very, very, very important that you attend the county convention a week from tonight, next Thursday, February 26th at 7 o'clock. And again, any questions, you can call your county chairman. You can give me a call. I just want to make sure everybody is on the same page and you fully participate. And as a precinct delegate, you are obligated to go next Thursday night. Hour number two today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
This is Justin Michael. From day one, our campaign has been about one thing: people. The families, workers, veterans, small business owners, and communities that make Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula home. I'm running because too many people in Washington have forgotten who they serve. I've spent my life advocating for others, listening to their stories, and fighting for solutions that